Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if I said, no, it was another Odyssey edict like the recent one we received? And you know I handle those very well.
I missed that edict. Did that come right from Soros' desk?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, well, along with the talking points we get.
Sure.
The bumper music theme would end. How much time would it save you? First of all, I love the bumper music theme, and I probably would say it's been a good run, but I got to go, so it better not end. But how much time would it save you?
Bumper music theme appreciates you loving and appreciates you paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Depends on the day. Some days it's very easy because I've got, you know, I've been doing this for 3.5 years. A lot of songs to go to.
You're a bumper music vet.
Yeah, and let's be honest, there's sometimes we rehash a theme that we've had.
And it's
works out.
Yeah. It's art, too.
Yes. Sometimes, like today, I know I have a few painting themed songs in there that would work. Paint It Black, for instance. Of course, we've played that before.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to do some digging.
Congratulations, Maestro.
Thank you.
College parent Facebook groups when helicopter parents go too far. Well, first of all, I know where Jordana stands. We could call Jordana today. I mean,
you should always go to school with your child. Behind them in lecture halls.
I mean, she takes every day off if they come home from camp, if they need their nookie blanket, if they've got a fever, she's there. She's the total believer, right? And by the way, she reflects plenty of people in this country. So as a story we both saw on USA Today, they packed their car, move their kids in the dorm, but some college parents aren't ready to go, and Facebook is where it all plays out. One parent wanted to email their child's professors before the semester began to introduce themselves and open a line of communication. Another questioned how to handle the daughter's boyfriend visiting her dorm and considered involving his parents. Others asked where they can check their child's grades. There's more of this, okay? A 2019 poll, and I think it's way worse since 2019. I think COVID just accelerated it, okay? But this is from 6 years ago. 76 parents of kids 18 to 28 still remind their kids regularly of deadlines, schoolwork deadlines, and 74% of parents made appointments for their children. Give me example 651-461-9226 when they're now 18 and above and they're not living with you where lines are too far. Where are you kidding me? Do you want them back in your womb? And it's not just the women, because there's plenty of guys in this category. Do I think it's completely equal? I don't. Apparently, I'm a misogynist. Do you think it's
always been true?
Always been true. I'm just revealing it right here. Do you think we have more women inclined to do this than men?
No, Chad. I believe it's deadlocked 50-50.
Thank you. You want to play Helen Reddy? I am woman. Hear me roar. Okay. Introducing yourself to the professors. Your kid is at, let's just, if the greatest dream of your life has happened, the fulfillment of everything you had desired, and your kid was accepted at Arizona State University, the Harvard of the West. Now, for 99.99999% of you, you failed as parents. You won't get to that level with your kids.
Pipe dream.
Yeah.
Maybe Arizona.
Oh, God, get out of here. It's not enough tariffs on the University of Arizona. Okay, doesn't even belong in the same sentence. I will sanction you. You might have to have timeout during the break.
I'm just saying that's a much easier school to get into than the state school.
Who would want to go to Tucson? Who would want
to go to Tucson? Sometimes it's your only option, Chad.
Oh, then there's no option. Okay. I say too far. If I'm reaching out to when Hunter and Griffin were in college and, hey, Professor Johansson, my son's in his econ class, just wanted to introduce myself. Hell no. You with me?
I can only imagine the conversation you would have had calling your own father if Professor Johansson had told you, hey, Chad, step over here after class for a minute. Yeah, I just spoke to your dad the other day on the phone. He just wanted to say hi and introduce himself. And
That would have been well. Yeah, my father had tendencies to dramatically overstep his bounds at times and eventually would learn that. If you somehow can go back to maybe a Chad Brera show or a Wolves game in the 90s and you feel my voice is not at its normal timber, that's probably because I was screaming at him for an hour when he stepped over his bounds. And often denying it when I had it down from the exact source. So, yeah, that would have been grounds for dismissal, parental dismissal. Let me just tell you something. Oldest boy, if I would have reached out to Hunter's he didn't get into ASU, he didn't qualify. He had to settle for an engineering degree at Purdue. I'm still embarrassed.
That's a bummer.
I'm still embarrassed.
Yeah, that's no good.
Ridiculous. He would not have handled it very well either. Not well. You okay with that?
No. No, I'd be mortified.
No way. How about 21-year-old is at college and now living with you and you're still making their doctor's appointments? Where do you stand on that one?
Time to grow up. We'll nag you. You got to get in, get a checkup, you know, whatever it is. But no, you're going to make your own appointments. And if you don't, you're going to have to live with that.
Someone I get along greatly is my ex-wife. We may have had that conversation repeatedly with our boys, 19, 20, 21. Mm-hmm. If they're in college, they can make an appointment.
Still seeing the pediatrician?
Yeah. Yeah. Middle boy right now, Griff, I love you, but there's a doctor issue he has, and I remind him whenever that issue flares up, and I just kind of, okay? Okay, but no, I'm not even thinking about calling the doctors. You know, he's making a bad mistake, I believe, and he should follow up, but adults.
But if you hear his gals coming over that night, you're going to contact her parents just to talk it out?
Yeah, how about that?
My goodness.
How about that? Reaching out to, who knows, maybe they're dating for a month, and somehow you get these connections. Okay, where do you stand? And let's pause here. Let's pause in this one. When your kids are now 20, 21, 22, 23, college, or they've graduated, jobs, trade school, working, whatever, but they're not just living at home anymore. And you've got the phone and you're with that. Is it the 360 thing? Where you know where your kids are.
Sure.
At all time. Where is that too far also? Give me other examples where you think parents – with their kids once they're above 18 are going too far? Or do you want to say, not at all. I'm still doing all this, and I am prepared to defend it, and I'm not changing. We'll come back after traffic weather on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later in this segment, because this is about the time we get to Am I Wrong on Friday, I have to play Am I Wrong with myself. Phrased it that
first
way.
First time?
Phrased it that way intentionally for you, Dave. Mm-hmm,
thank you for that.
Just for you. Mm-hmm. Just for you. We're still talking parents going way too far once their kids are 18 and above. Dexter does nail it. Twins still couldn't win, you know. My sister-in-law still logs into her adult daughter's checking accounts at 34 and 36. Please. Please, 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 please.
Oh, boy.
If we're not dealing with an intellectual or physical challenge, tell your sister-in-law to start playing pickleball, to go for long walks, to do something else other than logging in on her daughter's. I mean, what, 50? When will she cut it off?
Death?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. If you're that worried, just put some money in without checking.
Suggesting that the parents contact call is too far, the issue that it becomes, the son and daughter has a professor, it's their professor. That's my opinion. Now, here's a comeback, so I'm going to give you this before we respond. Sadly, college is very expensive, inflation rate, et cetera, and high stakes drives this behavior for better or worse. That's an excellent text. That is. And for some, that's it. But let's be honest. For a lot of others, they basically never wanted their child to stop spooning with them. And they overparent incessantly, and they want to be their child's friend along with their role as a parent. And that is wrong, in my opinion.
It's kind of like youth sports, I guess, with the how they're saying that. You know, youth sports has been, you know, cost more than ever to put your kid in sports and traveling, whatever. So parents demand satisfaction; they demand what they want out of the exchange. Right? It's becoming about them because they're so financially invested in it. Where the difference is, college is supposed to be the okay. This is real life now. It's not quite real life. Because yep. You're still in school, you don't have all of the responsibilities of adulthood, but we're starting to put them on you now. Now's your 4 years, 5 years, however long it takes to get through, to actually learn how to handle maybe paying car insurance, buying gas, a little bit of rent, seeing what it's like to get in debt and how you're going to have to dig yourself out of it.
If you're just going over and above and doing borderline everything for them, where are they picking up those essential skill sets that you're talking about? And I 100% respect the costs involved in this. At some point, you're also allowed to say, this was me helping out or you doing it on your student loans, whatever it might be, but I'm involved in some way. And the way you've approached it the first year, the first semester, 2 years, I'm now out. I'm not going to remind you. I'm not going to do your homework. And this is from a father of a son with autism who will, Quinny will never have a chance to go to college. So if there are health factors, if there are other things, of course, those are caveats. But if we're talking about a child who graduated high school and is pursuing this degree or is pursuing trade or are not going to either, and you're just making all their appointments, getting all the groceries, reminding them daily, hourly, you're hurting them. I truly believe it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.